Now, friends, as we come to the 9th chapter of Hebrews, we come to a new division, and we're dealing with that which is actually the meat of the Word. This is not milk that we're talking about now. Some little ceremony down here, or some little method, or some little program. We're talking now in this 9th chapter actually about worship. And the subject is, the first 10 verses, a new sanctuary better than the old. And then from verse 11 into the 10th chapter, we have a superior sacrifice. Now, we have given to us here two ministries that are in contrast. One was the Levitical service, the ministry in an earthly tabernacle down here. Then the sanctuary in which the Lord Jesus serves and what actually is real worship today. Now, we are actually looking at a new sanctuary that's better than the old. We're talking about the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ now. He's after the order of Melchizedek, and it's put in contrast to the Aaronic priesthood that served in an earthly sanctuary. And this sanctuary on earth is merely a type of one that is in heaven, and that's where the Lord Jesus is serving today. And very frankly, that's a very important thing for us to have before us. Now, it makes for better worship. You see, actually, what you had back in the Old Testament and under the Old Testament ritual, and I would like to emphasize this. A great many people approach the law today from the Ten Commandments. Actually, this epistle doesn't approach it from that direction. It approaches it from that place of worship and the priesthood they had in that day, and that had to do with the settling of sin. And the thing that he's saying is this, that actually all of this never really settled the sin question. As he's going to say, the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. Now, I want you to notice something that is very important, and I'll read the first verse. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. Now, I'd like to call your attention to an improvement that can be made upon the words that are used here. Actually, the word for service speaks of ordinances of divine service. I think it could better be translated divine worship. And then a worldly sanctuary doesn't mean worldly as we think of it, but a sanctuary of this world. That is, it was made of materials of this world down here. It was made so long and so wide and so high, and there was a ritual that they went through in this sanctuary down here. In that sense, it was of the world. Now, it will be contrasted with a sanctuary that is in heaven. And there's some very important things we want to say right here. But let me read verse 2. For there was a tabernacle made. Now, we're not taken back to the temple. And there's no reference made to Herod's temple for the illustration, although there's been a reference made to it, that there were still priests serving at the altar in the temple. Actually, when the type is given, the writer here goes back of the temple, any one of them that was built, and the third one was in existence at that time. He goes back to that very simple structure that God gave to Moses in the wilderness. There was a tabernacle made, and it was made of the things of this world. The first, wherein was the lampstand and the table and the showbread, which is called a sanctuary. That is, it was the holy place. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now this is a very important passage of Scripture for us to see. To begin with, he's going to make a contrast now between this tabernacle that, as we've already seen, was made after the tabernacle in heaven. God showed Moses a pattern, and Moses followed that pattern, and that was after the one in heaven. But always at best, this was a tabernacle of this world, and it was much inferior, as we shall see, in many different ways, to the tabernacle which is in heaven. And it was the place, however, of worship.